Hi everybody, my name is Somi Aneja. I can't believe this is day 7 of this podcast with me. Guys, it's over. Like, I'm gonna cry. It's bittersweet. It's bitter because I'm leaving you guys. But it's also sweet because I'm going to hear Daniel's voice again, hopefully. Or somebody else's voice. It doesn't even matter. Anyways, this is the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. Welcome again. I just can't believe we've been talking about different things for 7 days, the good, the bad, the ugly, and we're here, day 7. Wow. Guys, today I'm going to be talking about something that you hear it when I say it, but pretty much the topic is COVID and escapism. It'll make more sense when I actually start talking about it. But let's just go back to 2020 real quick. COVID started happening in 2020. And I know I can say not only for myself, but for other people that COVID changed a lot of things. Family, relationships, friendships, work, school, the world at large, everybody had to pretty much adjust to the fact that COVID was happening or COVID had happened. Now, it wasn't like the best situation because, number one, this whole thing was new to everybody. Number two, people were trying to stay safe, but at the same time, do the things that were necessary or like the priorities that they had before it even happened. Example, school. Even though we had to go to school, we didn't go to school in person anymore. We started doing it online, but some people started working remotely. The world was changing, yeah. But the only thing that's constant, really, well, one of the things that's really constant in life is change. And if you know me personally, you will know I hate change. I'm a creature of habit. I love to stick to a routine. If it changes slightly, I kind of lose my ish. So it's just like all those things were just changing, and I had to kind of like adjust. And as I was adjusting and realigning, like as I was doing all that, my mental was deteriorating. Like, I'm not lying. Like, I was going down the drain. I was literally going down the drain. I want to point out that I was going through so much between 2020, 2021, and early months of this year. It was just crazy. To the extent that I was offered drugs a whole lot. Not once, not twice, not three times. Disclaimer, I never took any. But hear me out real quick, stay with me. I was offered drugs in church, in school, at work. It didn't matter where I was offered it, but I just never took it. One of the days that I was really sad, like really upset, and again, this is vulnerable conversations, you know the vibes. The devil was putting in so many negative thoughts in my head. And disclaimer again, I was thinking about offing myself. If you get it, you get it. If you don't get it, you don't get it. And I remember I couldn't pray at that time. Yeah, I'm a Christian, but I know I can. I don't know. I don't know. But if you're a Christian, right, you will know that there are some times in your life where praying is difficult. Not because you don't want to pray, just because at that time you're probably going through something, life is just stressful, you don't have the motivation to pray or even the energy to pray. You know how to say like the spirit is willing but the body is weak, something like that. Yeah, that was me. That was literally me. And I could not pray. So I called one of my friends at that time. We're not friends anymore. And I was like, yo, like, blah 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 blah, like I called her name. I was like, yo, like I've been going through so much, like so much, you know, still story time by the way. I don't know what to do, thinking, oh, like homegirl is gonna like say, oh, let's pray. Like, she's like, oh yeah, so me do drugs. And I'm just like, do drugs? And I'm not lying. Like, it happened so fast. She goes, I'm going to send you like 3 or 4 of them and add them to your cart. It's going to call me. You're going to do them. So I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't want to say I was desperate, right? Hear me out real quick. I don't want to say I was desperate, but it was looking like that. So she leaves the call, whatever. I look at the names and the links that she sent me on my phone. I look at it for a good 10-15 minutes. And I was just like, is this me? Do I really want to do this? And the weed I'm talking about is not just like, the drugs I'm talking about is just, it's not just weed. It's like other kinds of drugs, right? So I add them to my cart. But like, I'm not at peace. Like, something's like, oh, you should do it. Like, you feel better. Like, you would pretty much not be there. Like, pretty much by not being there, you will pretty much be out of this world for a little bit. Then you can come back, whatever. Another minor is like, oh, don't do that. You're not like that. Like, it's not your forte. It's not your cup of tea. Don't do that. And now, if you know me personally, you know, shout out to Emeka. Emeka is like twin flame for real. Like, if you guys know Emeka, you just know him. So I text Emeka. I was just like, yo, I'm about to buy this. I don't know. And thank God for Emeka. And he goes, why would you do that? Don't do that. No. Drugs are not the answer. He was just like, he was pretty much saying what a brother, a friend will say, like, no, don't do that. Like, there are other ways that you could feel better, just not with drugs. And I was just like, well, I'm not feeling that great, but okay. So with like the way he like his response, pretty much, I was just like, yeah, this is not worth it. I mind you, it still didn't change the fact that I was feeling very shitty, very depressed, very sad. So I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna take this off my cart, whatever. So I took it out. Cool. And then here is the second part of this conversation. Escapism was born. I found out about escapism a long time ago, like a very, very long time ago, but I didn't know the actual terms until COVID actually happened. And then I would explain to people what I would do, and then they would be like, huh, is this normal? And then I just had to put a name on it. That's just me. I would research, and then people were like, oh, some people actually do this. Like, it's called escapism. Now, if you don't know what escapism is, it's intentional detachment. Yeah, so it's intentional detachment and distraction from the real world. It allows like a momentary reprieve from your circumstances, giving you a chance to recharge your batteries before you jump back into the fray. Dictionary meaning of this: the tendency to seek distraction and relief from unpleasant realities, especially by seeking entertainment or engaging in fantasy. Another like way you can actually put escapism, pretty much it's a way of like, how did I put this? A way of like attempting to make negative feelings dissipate, right? Without like walking through like the necessary steps in order to come into relief through like mental resolution. Just in another sentence, just to get another whatever of like what escapism is, it's false economy. It's literally like a easy fix, a quick fix, a crutch, a placebo. That's what it is. So I found out about escapism, and it's crazy because I literally would do this and I would not even understand what it means. Now I still do this, and that's the reason why. So I remember a few times I've talked to you guys on this podcast, and I would be like, oh, like, I'm thinking about 10-15 different things. I know somebody messaged me like, why did you say that you're thinking about 10-15 different things at the same time? Well, apart from like work and school, I also have like other thoughts in my brain that which I'm talking, but I'm not here, if that makes any sense. It's actually the weirdest thing. So you know, there are different ways of like escapism, you know, reading a book, listening to music, exercising, meditating, dancing, daydreaming. But, you know, I would do all these things or some of these things and I would just escape, like, and people wouldn't know. People read for fun. I would read to escape my reality. I would read to escape real life. I would read to escape my responsibilities because they were too much. If you know, everything on my plate is like a lot. So I would read to, or I would just do like escapism to just not have to do responsibilities. And sometimes to forget my childhood trauma. Yeah, funny story. And it's just, it took a hold on me, life can definitely, and I can get it, like, life can be full of hardships, sometimes, so it's nice to, like, take a step back from reality and, like, get lost in the fantasies of, like, you know, our minds, you know, and that's why we read books about faraway lands and explore virtual worlds with like powerful avatars. Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Well, I just, it's good, but too much of it, however, can be detrimental to your productivity and like your personal growth. I remember, like, I would just escape. I would daydream about, I think one of the escapism thoughts I had was about like this fairyland prince, perfect life. Like, I leave the fairy tale, and that's why I'm a hopeless romantic, and I create scenarios in my head every single time. But I realized something, and this is where escapism goes kind of left, right? Like, while you're seeking an escape route from the pressures of reality, you may find yourself like facing increasingly challenging circumstances, and I'm not lying. Like in terms of your mental health, that may manifest in like acute sensitivity to pain, to anxiety, to depression. Like, I just, you know, it was just, it was. I feel like, I don't like to say escapism is good or bad, right? I don't like to use that term. But just like anything else can go too far. Like, escapism also has its, like, push limits. And I like to think of escapism like sugar or like salt. When you sprinkle it on top of your life to make it better, right? So you sprinkle sugar, sprinkle salt on your food to make it better, like, obviously it's good, right? But too much of everything is bad. It just is what it is. Too much of escapism is bad. Too much of salt on your food is not good. Salt makes food tasty, but if you put too much of salt in your food, it's disgusting. Sugar makes food sweet and nice, but if you put too much sugar, it's no Satan. Exactly. So if I usually think of escapism when I feel like I'm doing too much, I think of escapism like sugar or salt. You can sprinkle it on top of your life to make it better, but too much of it will ruin the whole thing, right? So what I realized that I was doing escapism, I was trying to escape from my reality, and it was causing problems for me at work, at school. It was damaging my relationships, platonic and romantic. You know, it just does a whole lot of harm. So I would not respond to friends, because I literally thought that, oh, the people I had up there was like my friends, or were like my friends, whatever. It was detrimental to my productivity in general. It was just, you know, it would damage a lot of things, and it would just even make you cut yourself off from normal social circles because you have this thing that you don't need anybody, or that you have this perfect fantasy up in your head. It's a little bit mental, I'm not going to lie, but we thank God. Along the line, I realized that my productivity will plummet, like, as well. It doesn't really, I wouldn't say it makes you lazy, though. It doesn't make you lazy per se. I don't think it does. But too much of everything can, it can turn it into like avoidance and make you stagnate, right? It'll make you stagnant instead of actively pursuing your goals. So it was just, at that point, it was just bad. So here's the thing. I don't think of escapism as good or bad. Instead, I see it as a tool in my possession that I can use the right way, just as I can use it the wrong way. So I obviously use escapism, but not too much. I don't know if you guys know what escapism even is, or if you guys actually like do the same thing that I do. But when I realized that when my escapism begins to overpower the experiences in my life, it's time to like poke my head out of the cloud, because I don't want to spend my whole life running away from it. I don't want to, like, you know, like, you don't want to keep running away from your problems. You want to face your problems squarely. I use escapism when I feel like I just need a break. Like, I'm just like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. We're done. Period. So let me know if you guys deal with escapism. Let me know if you guys have ever had escapism as a coping mechanism, because I use that as my coping mechanism. Instead of like resorting to drugs, alcohol, other things, I use that as my coping mechanism. I literally told you the right and the wrong, not really the good or the bad. Just tell me, let me know if you can talk to me. If you have my number, you can text me, email me, DM me, whatever you want. We can talk about it. And also, you know, it was really nice being on this podcast. This is actually the longest podcast episode. Crazy. We're running on like almost 18 minutes. But thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is just my little experience with escapism and COVID in general. And yeah, I will see you guys soon. Hopefully, I don't know when, but hopefully I will see you guys very, very soon. Have a good one, and bye-bye.